It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. Welcome to Friday. And a busy weekend in Detroit. There's so much going on here. Did you guys see there was helicopter footage yesterday flying over Detroit? I said, oh my God, Sky Fox is in the air. What's happening? It was people standing in line for Taylor Swift merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These Swifties are dedicated.
When did this happen, by the way? I mean, I feel like, did we miss something? Listen, I know Taylor Swift is big. We play her. I mean, she's done our iHeart shows. We love her. My question is, when did it become this big? I mean, this feels like the Beatles. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, in a conversation I was having yesterday at Serial Drive was about, no one's disputing her awesomeness, but there's nobody else that's doing this.
No.
It's not like there's this demand for people to go to live shows again. Like, no one's even coming close to selling out there. This is only her. Madonna's not selling. No. You can get Madonna tickets still.
To put it in perspective for you, like what you just said, Dina Senafani said, I was going to try to buy Taylor Swift tickets. They were so expensive and so outrageous. I bought Beyonce tickets.
Like, whoa.
Wouldn't you think, oh no, that's impossible too.
Right.
I'm blown away by that.
There's not a concert that's happening coming up that you can't get tickets for.
No.
It's only her.
So and I feel like Ed Sheeran has sold out. Did he sell out Ford Field too?
Maybe.
Either way, no one's standing in line a day before the concert for Ed Sheeran merchandise. And they're just not.
No, and even if he did sell out Ford Field, he did not do it in seconds.
Right.
It probably still took some days.
That said, we have Taylor Swift tickets coming up this morning at 7:40. How about that? Jay Summer Adventure to Universal. We'll do that. We have Cedar Point tickets today because we do that on Cedar Point Friday. Looking forward to it.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Dr. Drew was speculating that Jamie Foxx's medical issues were caused by the COVID vaccine. His rep said that's, quote, completely inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
Jamie's people still are not saying what's going on.
What happened?
With him.
I mean, we've heard everything from stroke to.
Right.
Well, that's all I've heard. But, I mean, yeah, we've heard a lot of stuff.
By 2026, Bryan Cranston wants to retire, forget about work, and relax with his wife. He said, for the last 24 years, Robin has led her life holding on to my tail. I want to level that out. She deserves it.
I get so annoyed by people that say that stuff.
He's probably banked so much money from all those shows.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, but if you have a lot of money, isn't more money on top of that better?
I guess in some ways, I think that retiring is a bold statement. Like, why don't you just be very, very selective with your projects?
Yeah.
And every couple of years, you take on a movie that means something to you and...
I do a project a year.
When's the last time you saw Anthony Hopkins? But we don't know that he's not going to ever act again.
Right.
He just hasn't done anything in a million years.
Yeah.
But it's probably still a possibility if someone came to him with something great.
Uh-huh. According to new reports, Bill Murray and Kellis are dating.
No, Kellis.
Kellis. Is that what you said?
I told her Kellis.
No,
I thought it was Kellis.
It's Kellis. My boyfriend brings all the boys to the
bar. Yeah, no, I remembered, but I swear, I thought I was calling her Kellis.
Darn it, Allison! Last time I'm going to you for name checks.
I'm not convinced it's not Kellis.
It's Kellis. I had her in my studio. It's Kellis.
All right. Well, she is best known for her song Milkshake, like Jay was singing, and the two have supposedly been hanging out together in the U.S. and in London. He's 72. She's 43. He went to a couple of her shows in London, even posing asking for a pick together backstage. People have reached out to their reps. There has not been a comment that's made yet. But apparently she lost her husband. He lost his estranged wife. This has all happened in the past couple years. So maybe that's something they're bonding over.
That's not the thing that I am hung up on, though. Them dating.
No.
Like, no. That could be completely cute and fine. The thing I'm hung up on is she does shows.
I guess so.
Yeah, she had Milkshake 20 years ago.
Right.
Right. And that was I don't even know her name.
Khalees.
The Khaleesi?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. In theaters this weekend, we have Transformers Rise of the Beast and on Apple TV+, plus The Crowded Room with Tom Holland, which is the show that he decided that he's taking a year off of acting because of.
Oh, that'll get people to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's so stressed from that show, he's going to not act. I'm interested.
For a year.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea, back in the studio, ready for Friday. Music to make it cooler coming up this hour. Jay Towers in the morning, WNIC. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. God, I'm so glad the weekend is here. I know there's so much stuff going on this weekend, and my plan is to do nothing this weekend.
Nice.
I mean, this weekend, I think we're celebrating Father's Day this weekend, because next weekend's Father's Day, and we're leaving for our Universal trip on Sunday. I got an event on Saturday. And we're doing it this weekend. And we're celebrating Father's Week early.
Because you won't be here for...
No.
That's how my family handles holidays in general. We just... Because everybody works and does things. So if it's a birthday or if it's Mother's Day or... I mean, things are different now with my mom being sick. But, I mean, prior to that, Christmas would be a perfect example. Like, Warren's family always got Christmas. Christmas Day, we're at Warren's family's house. My family, it's like, we'll pick the Saturday after.
Yeah.
Or, it's just about when we can get together. It doesn't necessarily have to be the day.
By the way, I'm going to be out this weekend. Tomorrow, I will be at Lakeshore Dental from 1 until 3 o'clock in Chesterfield. So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff. Face painting, ooh, food, music.
We always love a little face painting for the kids.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm probably going to get something painted, too.
Good. Why not? Might as well. Bring those nephews of yours. Get them out of the house.
Oh, they're up north.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out to Cereal Drive, by the way, yesterday. That was such a good time. Really, really great turnout. I worked effortlessly all day on that recap video. But if you guys check that out on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Wait, I shouldn't say effortlessly. It took me all day to do. I finished it at 8 o'clock last night.
With great effort.
With great effort.
Yes.
That's right. Effortlessly. Yeah, that would have been done by noon then. But yeah, just kind of capturing some of the excitement and the fun that we had yesterday. Those nurses from Children's and Pam and Wendy and everybody
Beth,
there.
Beth.
Everyone. Oh, it was great to see Beth. Beth's going to see Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And I said, oh my God, look at you rolling in the dough. She goes, oh no, my daughter's been saving for 5 years. Her daughter bought the tickets.
That's the world we live in now. You start saving for college and you start saving for your Taylor Swift tickets.
Isn't that unreal?
And it's pretty much the same. So this is kind of interesting, unless I didn't hear it right, but there's a special performance today for maybe the opening act or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I swear Tony said there's a gathering, like come into the lobby, and
it's for staff only.
It's for staff only.
People come here.
Oh no, it's for staff only. But you'll understand why, because I don't know. Well, actually, it's Taylor Swift, so actually, you probably would. But under normal circumstances, you wouldn't be interested in this. There's a lone Taylor Swift ticket that's not part of a pair.
Really?
So there's nothing you can do with it. So there's going to be like one, if for anyone who's crazy around here and would go to a concert by themselves.
I would.
There's like this one ticket, I think. And I'm like, did Tony just say they're going to raffle off an individual? Because he kept saying one, just one.
So there's one Taylor Swift ticket?
I think, yeah.
That we're raffling off to our staff?
We couldn't give it away because it doesn't come in a pair. And you can't give away. I mean, maybe for Taylor Swift you could, but under normal normal circumstances. You just, you don't give listeners a ticket.
No, of course not.
It's weird.
No, we have a pair of tickets today.
We do, yeah. Yeah,
we have a pair of tickets. That's exciting. Listen, this is this show is going to be really interesting to see. I'm dying to know how they're going to just handle all this downtown today. Because there's a lot going on this weekend. You have that. It's also Pride weekend, so downtown is busy with that.
It's complete mayhem. Like, if you don't have to be downtown, I would not be downtown. I mean, obviously, if you have things going on that you're excited for, like if you're going to a Pride event or if you're going to the concert, you're going to be there. But if you don't have any of those events, I wouldn't go downtown.
There's also, I guess there's a trash incinerator in Detroit that is going to be imploded on Sunday. The waste energy facility's final piece is coming down, and the iconic scheduled to fall early Sunday morning during a controlled implosion. Can you imagine waking up from the Taylor Swift show? You hear, what is that? Oh, it's an implosion. Detroit has it all this weekend. Time for music to make you cooler. Some of the hot new jams, will they be the jams of summer? Who knows? BTS has a new song out. I thought BTS is like in the military or something right now.
One at a time.
Oh, it's one at a time?
Yeah, I think. Aren't they allowed to take turns?
I think it's spread out, but I don't know if this is a song that they've like maybe had in the can for a while and are just releasing it now, or I don't know.
All right, well. Yeah, it's called Takes Two.
I don't like it.
No.
But I don't think it matters if I'm a BTS fan or not. If I heard a song I liked, it wouldn't matter who sang it. But I don't know that they can do anything wrong as far as their fan base goes.
No.
Army.
No. Oh, yeah. That would, yeah, they call the fan army, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
A BTS. Yeah. So as we speak right now, the fan army has hacked our Twitters and deleted them. As we said, it wasn't our favorite song.
Their big fat mouth.
You guys honestly should see the WNIC Twitter. Anytime something like this comes out, it's been inundated this entire week with BTS stuff preparing for this song to come out. I mean, it's wild.
What?
And I kept thinking, like, how on earth are these people, like, first of all, how do you know that the song's coming out? How do you know our Instagram, like, our Twitter, because they're not people that are regulars of our Twitter account.
Maybe we should get the BTS Twitter team on the Jay Towers in the Morning social media team.
Right.
That we're building.
Out.
Carrie Underwood has a new song called Take Me Out. Take Me Out in mob movies is a little different than Take Me Out for Dinner. You know? And Take Me Out is like,
right,
Take Me Out. But yeah, that's fine. It's been a while since Carrie Underwood had anything, right?
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I'm zero
aloof
for
today.
Two.
We're very aloof today. So
I might be really harder on music today.
Yeah. It's like when you have little kids and you're like, you know what? They're so crabby today. Let's just not take them to the zoo because they're going to have a bad time. How about this? Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
That's all right.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah. Like that, Kelly Clarkson. She's going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So, that song we'll hear probably a little bit more as we lead up to the show. I'm sure she'll want to perform that live. Or maybe, who knows? She could do two of them before then. Two new songs. Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd.
So this is from their show, The Idol.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. I'm a freak.
I don't like anything.
I know. What is the deal today? Why is nothing hitting us the right way?
Yeah. Is it me or is it? I mean, even that Kelly Clarkson song, I just didn't want to be a hater and say for the third time in a row, I didn't like it. But
I think you need to go back to bed.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I'll do that.
I might do that.
Is there a comfy couch around here? Hey, who's Lily Rose Depp?
Johnny Depp's daughter.
Wow.
I didn't know Johnny Depp had a daughter.
Me neither. Who's the mom? Oh, Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Niall Horan. Niall Horan.
Come on, Niall, knock us over. Let's do it.
This may be the ringer. If everything was easy, nothing ever
broke. If everything was simple, how we know? No, I don't think so.
Since you had a bad day.
Oh, right. I wonder if there's going to be a lawsuit.
Sorry, Niall.
Because it does sound a lot like that.
It kind of did.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Chelsea's boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, has a hot new jam
this
out today.
Be it.
Shawn Mendes, the song's called What the Hell Are We Dying For? By the way, he and Camilla, I hear, are split again.
No. Aww. No, where did you hear that?
Oh, why don't you look that up? We don't have to ask you Google.
Well, sparks are coming off her fingers right
that
now.
I know. Boy, you pinpointed that quickly. Go ahead. You look and we'll
this
listen.
This is from The Sun. Are you sure?
I like The Sun.
Understand the lyrics.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. I mean, I think that he's put out so much better music.
And she said that. She loves him.
Boy, this is a real stinker today.
Do you have any Lana Del Rey in there?
There is no Lana Del Rey this week, unfortunately.
I beg your
thank you.
Let me clean the palette.
I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine.
Oh, I feel better. I do. Give me a little hook here.
So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so long, darling.
That's how you do it, Lily Rose. Deb.
All good.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Feeling good in the D on 100.3 WNIC is brought to you by Medieval Fair this weekend, Canterbury Village. This is super sweet for feeling good today. Wait until you hear this. There is a New Jersey magician who has started making videos of him showing shelter dogs magic tricks and how they react to the magic trick. In the hopes that when people see a dog react this way to something like, where'd the ball go, you might be more likely to adopt the shelter dog. Listen.
There's not many times in life you feel like you have a superpower. And I realized, like, one of my, like, small, tiny superpowers is I can just help dogs show off themselves in a way that they couldn't without me. And then we just let the dog be who they are, which is, how are they going to react to seeing something that was once in their physical world vanish? And then typically, like in the video, the dogs just go nuts and they all have silly different reactions.
That's really sweet, right?
That is cute. Someone did that. I don't remember. Let's say Pittsburgh, some place had a shelter and they were doing something with their pets that were up for adoption. I don't know if it was fashion shows or...
Yeah.
But they had almost 100% adoption rate because of these videos they were making.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is great.
Finally and a positive of social media.
Yeah, because people see, you know, specific animals and they learn more about their personality. It's a lot different than just going through endless pictures and, you know.
Yeah.
So, very that's nice. Sweet.
Good work. Joined by Fox News' Alan Longstreet. Alan, good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Weekend-wise, I mean, we had a great day yesterday at Cereal Drive, first and foremost. Thank you for being out there, Alan. We actually had a nice day, other than it was kind of chilly. That was the thing everybody kept saying. Kind of chilly today.
Kind of. And we're freezing our butts off.
Never warmed up.
No.
And you know what? This is the thing with weather, because, like, you guys are right, and I agree with you. But I also know that you guys saw some people in shorts, and they weren't mad about it. They were happy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. My photog, Brett Dickey, was out there. He had a short sleeve T-shirt. He was thrilled.
And the wonderful lady who drives the bus. Had a tank dress on. Yes. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have to be cold. And she's like, not at all.
Not a bit.
So, yeah. Tank dress weather.
Yeah, I'm with you. But yeah, tank dress for some. We warm things up, though.
Okay.
80s on Saturday. So we've got that for you. But it's a big weekend, right? We got Taylor Swift. We've got the Pride Parade on Sunday. Tigers game. Rain on Sunday.
And Quiet Riot's in town.
Oh my gosh. How dare I? No disrespect.
Come on, feel the noise. Yeah. Girls, rock your boys.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of rocking. Wild.
Yeah. Very big.
Should we do air quality right quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's better. It's getting better. The alert officially still goes until noon, but that's, I think, kind of just waiting. You know, because these numbers have been falling, which is a good thing. It's been getting better and better and better, and that'll continue. Fingers crossed.
Very good.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Come on. Back in the day.
Let's go. Back in the day is brought to you today by Pat Milliken Ford. So what happened on this day? Well, 89 years ago in 1934, Donald Duck made his debut in Disney's The Wise Little Hen. That's why today is National Donald Duck Day.
Aww.
Today's Donald Duck Day.
Oh, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. 1984, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time hits number one in the U.S.
You can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
Is there somebody singing with her in that song?
Like sure someone of like note?
It. Or is that harmonizing? Yeah, sometimes
it might be someone singing with her, but I don't think it was someone of note.
No one of note. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I always remember that video. I found that video to be so poignant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob Hyman co-wrote this song and also provided backing vocals.
You know Rob Hyman.
You know Rob.
That guy.
That's like Pat Benatar and
Neil Giraldo.
Neil
Giraldo.
You're not allowed to keep bringing them up. This is the last time that you're able to use that joke.
But it's the two of them together.
If you forget to say his name, you're going to get some Pat Benatar wrath.
In 1986, Genesis releases Invisible Touch, their most successful album. The title track gave them their only number one song. Yeah. In 2007, Rihanna's Umbrella, Ella, Ella, with Jay-Z hit number one. And in 2022, on this day, a year ago, Britney Spears married Sam Asghari.
I'm wondering, they really don't post about each other very much anymore. I'm wondering if they're going to have an Instagram post for each other on their anniversary. I think it'll be telling if they do not.
Yeah, they seem to be posting a lot more when she wasn't allowed to do anything.
I find it's, you know, this big bad dad was all the problem. He's been out of the picture for years now. The Sam guy's been in the picture, still is the picture. We still have problems. I'm just not completely sold on Sam Asghari.
Being the guy? Being the answer? She is, and she's talking to her mother again, so I don't know.
That's nice.
Maybe he did that. I don't know.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Almost 22 years after her death, ABC News is airing a special titled Superstar Aaliyah. The show is going to be celebrating her life and legacy. Her uncle and manager, Barry Hankerson, Damon Dash, Will.i.am, and Seven Streeter are just some of the guests that are featured in this special. That's going to be airing on June 14th and will also stream on Hulu.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I remember seeing I think Lifetime did an Aaliyah movie. I remember watching it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Hulu, they have ordered 10 episodes of Vanderpump Villa. It's going to focus on staff at Lisa Vanderpump's high-end French villa. So much like Vanderpump Rules, viewers are going to watch the staff balancing their private lives while serving well-to-do guests.
Oh, so it's going to be below deck, but at her villa, basically. Yeah.
Or Vanderpump Rules at her villa.
Right. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the point. Like below deck is about the staff, not about the guests, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Below Deck so much. And finally, Jana Kramer announced that her and her fiance, Alan Russell, are having a baby. It's going to be her third, her first with him. She said, "It was a shock. I didn't think I could get pregnant," and then explained that her past miscarriages made her worried that she was unable to carry a pregnancy to term. I guess Alan had asked her at one point, "Do you want to have another baby?" And she said, "He's the first person where I was like, with you, yes, I would." And then I remember getting upset going, "I just don't think that I could. If you really want one, I might not be your girl because I don't know if I can physically carry a baby again." Well, she got pregnant and wrote on social media, "Beyond blessed and grateful for this baby to be part of our story."
I'm sorry. I literally missed the first word. So I'd have no idea who that person was we were talking about.
Jana Kramer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her and Alan just got engaged a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I think they've only been dating for about 6 months, maybe. Maybe a little bit longer at this
point.
Well,
she likes to just jump feet first right in.
Right, like, into that.
Maybe be together a year.
It's funny because in my mind, I'm like, I thought he passed away. And then I'm like, that's Alan Rickman.
Yeah, oh, right. I know.
That's the wrong Alan in my head. I'm like, wait, how? And then I looked, I'm like, oh, no.
Jay and I were making up our own Hollywoods while you were...
Typical.
In theaters, we have Transformers, Rise of the Beast, and on Apple TV Plus, The Crowded Room with Tom Holland.
Allison's Bublé is coming up next on 100.3 WNIC. Also this hour, look out, Taylor Swift tickets.
Jay Towers in the morning, 100.3 WNIC.
Allison's Bubble. Allison, what's in the bubble today?
First, I want to say hello to Aiden, who is listening. He loves the bubble. This I feel so terrible about. Our lovely bus driver from the cereal drive yesterday, who brings the bus that we fill.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. She's so lovely. And she was telling us about the kids on the bus, specifically Aiden.
Yeah, that's right.
And Aiden says every day, "Are we going to hear Allison's bubble?"
And here it is.
And here it is. Calling someone a chicken doesn't make sense. Apparently, chickens are braver than any other bird.
Oh, really? So saying, what are you, chicken?
Yeah, so you learned two things. It's dumb to call someone a chicken, and also, chick in the bird world.
I don't know. Those swans are pretty bold. I'm surprised that they're not.
The Canadian geese are pretty bold. I mean, if they decide that they want to lay down and just sit in the parking lot of Kroger, you better go around them.
Well, for as bold as all of those birds are that you named, chickens, braver.
Yeah. All right. Motor City weather today. Sunshine. We're getting up to 77 degrees. Big weekend in Detroit. We'll get into that in a moment. Fox News headlines. Former President Donald Trump announcing he's been indicted for a second time. These charges have to do with the classified documents found during a search of his Florida home.
For some reason, that felt like huge yesterday. Maybe it's just the way the news does things.
It broke right around 7 last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really felt like something. I mean, there's all these cases surrounding him all over the place to the point where it becomes white noise now.
But I'm going to say, if it happens a third time, then it's just going to be like, oh, there's been another indictment. You know, like the shock begins to wear off.
So there was nothing special about this one? Because that's what I was trying to say. Yesterday, it felt like this was something different.
Yeah,
that was just news sensationalism.
Remember when they raided that Mar-a-Lago and they found boxes of stuff? So
yeah, I know this was regarding that.
Yeah,
but it seemed like the level of in troubledness was more severe than all the other. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The level of in troubleness.
Yeah. That level of in troublement is probably not great for him. Motor City Pride is happening Saturday and Sunday in Hart Plaza. Tens of thousands of people will be there, taking in all kinds of live music, food, and so much more. The parade is set for Sunday at noon. More information at MotorCityPride.org. This weekend, thousands of fans have had it marked on their calendars for a long time. The one and only Taylor Swift is holding a pair of concerts tonight and tomorrow at Ford Field. Does she ever do anything, Chelsea, like between shows that we know of? Like, will we see Taylor Swift show up Saturday afternoon at Coney Island?
See, that's what I was wondering. I don't know. Like, and is she in town today? Or, like, did she get in town last night? Or has she been here for a couple of days and kind of scoping out Ford Field? Like, I don't know any of those details. Or is she showing up, you know, 2 hours before the performance?
Right.
I don't know.
It's not like you don't really ever hear those stories that she was spotted here in this city before this show.
No, like Bon Jovi, you hear those. You know, like, oh, Bon Jovi got a burger or got pizza at this place. Like, yeah,
Ed Sheeran.
Maybe she'll make a pop-in. Maybe she'll stop at the iHeart building. Who knows? I don't know.
She's not stopping at the iHeart building, I can tell you that.
Maybe her sound guy will.
Nothing is for sure, Chelsea. He's the most popular animated character of all time. One of them, at least. Donald Duck. It's Donald Duck Day. The short-tempered waterfowl made his debut on this day back in 1934, as we learned him back in the day.
And he still doesn't wear pants.
Pantless. Some days I'm effortless and pantless. Preparations are being made at the trash incinerator in Detroit. We told you about this Sunday's implosion. The waste energy facility's final piece is coming down. Those are always fun to watch. You know, light off some dynamite, see something come down in Detroit.
Unless it's the Silver Dome that they tried that with, or right. or the Palace or something, and it like just was not working.
Yeah. It's like, when's this thing coming down, actually? 80s rocker Quiet Riot is still going strong. They're taking the stage tonight, Allison, at Smuggler's Run in Wyandotte.
Nice.
Showtime's at 8 o'clock and tickets are $35. But there you go.
I know how to get to Wyandotte.
There you are. Snoop Dogg collaborating with fellow rapper Master P on a new venture, Snoop Cereal. There'll be three different flavors. Proceeds will benefit charities helping the homeless and families in need.
Look at that. Getting in on our action.
What do you think?
With cereal.
Martha Stewart should have a little dip in that, right? They're friends. She's a food person.
Yeah, when's the last time you heard Master P?
Right. Because you don't want to miss this, Dutch Girl is making a comeback. The famous bakery located on Woodward at 7 Mile shut down more than a year ago due to staffing issues. It was announced as a temporary pause, but the building went up for sale in April. Now, the shop that's been baking up treats since the 1940s has a new owner who just announced plans to reopen soon. Keep an eye out on their official Facebook page for Dutch Girl Donuts to be back.
I got like a breaking news alert about that yesterday.
That's a big deal. I don't remember. I probably have had them a million times. I just didn't remember. You know, people bring stuff in all the time. You forget. I don't know what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just remember Dutch Boy.
Right. The paint.
The paint.
With that haircut. Mm-hmm. It was a Dutch haircut. So a lot of kids at our cereal drive yesterday. A lot of nice kids bringing up cereal. Very sweet. And they put out what the summer activities this year for kids that you should be on the lookout for that are dangerous. And we always, listen, you might be a busy parent listening. You're like, the kids are going to go do this. But riding a bike without a helmet a lot obviously is one of the big ones.
Which I would never suggest. It really is part of how you do things now. You should always protect your head.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think that none of us ever at any time did that.
No.
I don't even think they made bike helmets.
No.
It wasn't even sort of an option.
And I was hit by a car when I was a kid on a bike.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at me. I mean, I'm a little off, but I'm okay.
That explains a lot.
Right. What was the J before the car accident like? number two, going in or near a pool unsupervised. Drowning is the leading cause of death for kids. And you know what? We did a story on the news about this too. When kids are drowning, people are drowning, it's not like you think you're seeing movies where there's a lot of splashing and making help. It's not. Sometimes it's just sinking to the bottom.
My sister was telling me, and I never thought about this before, but, you know, they say try not to buy your kid a blue swimsuit because blue will blend in with the pool. You know, try to get bright colors, red, white, yellow, so that they'll stand out. God forbid something happen.
Wow. That's telling. That's the number one cause of death for kids.
Yeah. And same goes for, we don't have these problems here, but I mean, even like the ocean. The ocean, you're always like, oh, sharks and this. But honestly, it's that the riptide, the undertow, being out in the ocean. Yeah, when I was a kid, you could just be out splashing around in water right up to your waist and take one step back. And all of a sudden, you're not touching sand anymore. And then you're swimming in water that's meant to just keep pulling out. And it happens really, really fast. Playing with fireworks, of course. I mean, no matter how simple they try to make fireworks, kids shouldn't be lighting anything on fire. Mm-hmm. No. I don't want to be like the downer show, but these are good little reminders. Spending time in the sun without protection, believe it or not, too. That's the other thing. You know, just go out and play, Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't have any sunblock on. I mean, the kid's gets skin cancer here in a couple of years, right?
Yeah, right.
Being in the sun too long can cause second-degree burns as well, not to mention the skin cancer as an adult.
I've gotten some, I can think of two brutal sunburns.
Where you couldn't sleep at night,
when you were a kid?
Barely even move?
I got, no. When my mom was in charge of, you know, but this is when I was responsible for myself. And one was at a Lollapalooza, and I just started dating Warren, and I got so sunburnt that I eventually turned like a, after the red went, I turned this color of green.
I was going to say, were you green at one point?
I mean, it was bad. It was really bad.
What a terrible time is that? What a terrible thing to happen when you just start dating.
I know. He went with a group of his friends, and I was with my friends. And you know how that whole thing is when you start up, you're like, you know, we'll run into each other.
Yeah. And then it becomes
but I'm
like,
here with green. My girls, and I'm green.
Right.
Remember you want to get with this.
Remember that demanding girl that Ice was telling you about? She's now green. And listening to music all Calamine lotioned up. I don't know if I'm taking her back to the hostel tonight. See how much I know about Lollapalooza.
WNIC. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Time for that's incredible. Some incredible stories from around the world and beyond. Like this, a Los Angeles man is celebrating. After selling a chair he bought on Facebook Marketplace, he bought that chair for $50. It went up for auction. Here's how that all went down.
It's the morning of the auction. My chair is the next lot. I can't wait to see how much it goes for. If you're new here, I'm Justin, and I bought a chair off of Facebook Marketplace for $50 in February. And today, in like 1 minute, it goes to auction.
24, say 26.
22, 28. Back down 30. On the telephone. Will you say 32?
70,000 here.
For a dumb chair.
I'll take 80
if you'd like.
Last chance. At 85, it's yours.
$85,000.
Wow.
He posted to his Instagram. It was a 1931 rare high back wing chair that was auctioned off. Bought it on Facebook Marketplace for $50. Sold it for $85,000. That's unreal.
I wonder if he knew at the time
what
he was doing, or if he just bought a chair because he liked it and came across somebody that said, hey, do you realize what you have?
Maybe. I don't know.
I almost feel like he needs to go back to the people he bought the chair from and like give them a grand.
I don't know. But you know what? I feel like sometimes that's dangerous. You give them a grand and then they want more.
It's true.
You don't know who's selling it. I don't know. Yeah, you gotta kind of check it out. It is incredible, though.
That's incredible.
Listen to this. A family in Pennsylvania rescue a kitten trapped in their fireplace. They were determined to get that kitten out, so they knocked a hole in the wall and then even cut into the metal vent to pull that kitty out.
You okay?
Oh, she's right there.
Hi.
Oh, careful.
We're coming. All right, hold on. Hold on, baby. Oh, baby. It's okay.
Hold it right there.
Oh, hi, baby.
They got the kitty out.
You know what? Bless their hearts. And they literally demolished part of their house to do that. But I honestly don't know what the alternative
is. There's no alternative.
There
isn't.
It's the only thing that you can do.
Right. The problem is there's probably nothing insurance-wise that covers that.
No.
They're probably out for the money.
Right.
That should be something. You know, you do a good deed, should go fund you a little
something.
You know, two people were arrested and charged in Ohio for allegedly attacking and robbing the staff at Wendy's because they forgot to put cheese on a chicken sandwich. Ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of cheese were you missing? They're never going to forget cheese again.
A bit over the top. She might have really been having a bad day, and she really got a little bit out of control, it sounds like.
I think she could have just asked them to put some cheese up there. I would quit.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Absolutely. I think there's a YouTube channel dedicated to this, and over the years we have, and other shows have played 911 clips. People are losing their minds in fast food restaurants all over the country. Just losing their minds.
Yeah, and how terrible to lose your mind at people that are not making the most
I
money.
Know.
And doing a job that sometimes is really crappy for them.
And it was a simple mistake. And right. I don't know. I know that my Wendy's in town is very, very short-staffed. So I'm sure that all these other places are too. Mistakes happen.
You got a strawberry frosty yet?
No, not yet.
No, they're so good. We got another one here. Mormon crickets. Are you familiar with these? Mormon crickets are invading parts of Nevada. And some people are worried Utah will be next. They usually have a population boom every 20 years, and this is one of those years.
3 minutes later, my husband called out. They were completely all over our property. We have 2.5 acres, and they were marching in the front and the back through my garden and everywhere. When you bait them on your own property, they keep coming, and they keep eating the ones that were there before them that have passed, and they smell horrible, and they're slimy.
Don't fear. Mormon crickets are an ugly critter, but yet they're here. They are an important part of our ecological system.
And it was very long. I mean, 100 yards long, 50 yards across.
That's incredible.
The Mormon crickets sound
I'm just
horrifying.
Picturing Mormon crickets.
I know, she said they're marching
across.
In the front, marching in the back.
I'm just trying to figure out how, do they have like several mates?
I don't know. And how about that? When they get hungry, they just snack on the ones that passed.
Sick.
They sound like horrifying
so weird.
Crickets. Yeah. Finally, today we'll end with this, and that's incredible. Another video from this TikTok guy who absolutely positively learns songs backwards and plays them.
Oh, right.
So then you have to just simply reverse his audio. Anybody?
Rewind that. No.
No, I have no idea.
Whoa. Wow.
So weird.
And that is being played backwards.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes. Battle of the Sexes is brought to you today by our friends at Hollywood Casino at Greektown. You can get $50 for every win. Darlene is going for win number 5 today. I'll play for Kurt. Chelsea will ask the questions. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, other than presents, what might you find under a Christmas tree?
The skirt.
Number one answer, 10 points.
Yes.
Jay, name a word or phrase that's often followed up with an exclamation point.
Wow.
Number one, yeah, 10 points. Allison, name a famous tower.
A famous tower. Tower. It's fame. Is there a tower in London? That's a bridge. Oh, boy. Yeah. A tower.
You're going to kick yourself.
That water tower in Ipsy.
No, 0 points for that. The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Tower.
By the way, that water tower on Eastern's campus is a tourist attraction.
It sure is. I want my picture in front of it.
Jay, if you were turned into a bird, name something you would have to learn how to do.
Fly.
Number one answer, you're in the lead 20-10. Allison, name something specific a person might do during an argument that makes their partner really angry.
Something during an argument that makes their partner stop talking.
Ignore them was the 4th best answer. 1 point for that. Raise their voice was number one.
That's what an argument is. We're raising our voices.
Sure.
All right.
And Jay, name something you carry with you just in case, but you hate to get stuck carrying.
Oh my God, what a weird question. What's something I carry with me that I hate that I need just in case, but I hate to carry?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A spare tire?
No, 0 points. But a jacket, purse, camera, umbrella, water bottle. Either way, you win 20-11.
You know what a hassle it is for me to drive around knowing that spare tire's in the back? all right, very nice.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.